Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the line from MLB.com, I said, Al, he has actual chunks of his hair pulled out as he's trying to figure out what Gabe Kapler's doing. The great Todd Zalecki is out of line. Hi, Todd.
Hi, Andrew. How are you?
I give up, Todd. I don't know what Gabe Kapler's doing. I don't have a clue.
Yeah.
Can you explain? All right, let me just start with Eflin on Saturday. All right? I want you to hear the reaction on the radio. This is Scott Fransky and Kevin Stocker. When he this is TV? What are we doing with you know what I want? I want the Eflin where they pulled Eflin out. All right.
I think it's TV with Ben and
TV. It's yeah, Ben and I can't stop.
All right. Tom
this
and Ben.
Is Tom and Ben. Listen to their reaction when he puts in Michael Franco for Zach Eflin.
Oh wow. They are gonna have Franco back here. Well, I guess nothing should surprise us anymore.
How can it?
Zach Eflin has been dominant.
All right, that's all right. And then Ben couldn't believe it, Al. Nobody could believe it. Todd, could you believe it?
No, I was as surprised as anybody. You know, Eflin had been dominating at that point. Now, of the other move, you know, of the two moves that were made that night, that was probably the least surprising in the sense that I said, well, I guess he's going for the big inning here because Gabe has said that before, like, you know, if we have the opportunity to go for the big inning, we're going to go for the big inning. So that's what I said at the time. I said, I guess he wants the big inning at this right now. But just as T-Mac said, Eflin was dominant through those five innings.
Yeah, 73 pitches.
Yeah, 73 pitches. You know, this is a guy that, you know, the Phillies clearly use their bullpen a ton. So you thought that you could save your bullpen a little bit. Give a couple guys a little extra day, make them a little bit fresher. But he ended up using a lot of the guys to finish that game on Saturday.
Todd, what was the other play on Saturday night that you thought was strange?
Well, I thought the fact that they pinch hit for Stranton and Dominguez in the eighth inning.
Yeah.
That one also surprised me because I was on as the game is developing, Angelo, we're sitting there going, okay, who's going to close? Who are they going to have going to close? Who's going to close tonight? Because that's the thing, right? Because you know Sir Anthony Dominguez is going to pitch perhaps in a quote-unquote high-leverage situation. It could be a seventh inning, it could be eighth inning. So now he's pitching the eighth inning, and then he gets pinch hit for in the ninth. They're like, oh, my gosh, they're going to have Hector Neris close this game. I mean, Hector Neris, who got, you know, lost his job last month, and if you looked at his last five appearances or so, he's pretty much pitched only when the Phillies have been losing or only when they've been up by a lot.
Yeah.
So they're going, wow, now they're going to put him in a save situation here. This is kind of crazy.
Yep.
And they did, and it actually worked out on Saturday night.
All right. But let's get to so I'm trying to figure this out. My question today is, should Dominguez be the closer? Yes or no?
I think he is the best pitcher to be the closer. What I will say about this, that is this. If they had another pitcher you could actually trust – in the ninth inning on a permanent basis, then I can kind of see how you can use Sir Anthony in the seventh inning, the eighth inning, as kind of like your wipeout man to get out of any big jam situation. But they don't really have that guy. So what it's kind of turning into is you have Sir Anthony Dominguez, and then it's like just cross your fingers and pray that you can get through the rest of the game.
But here's the problem. And it's real. And you could see it at the end of his appearance last night. 35 pitches like yesterday, 19 the time before, 13 the time before, 41 the time. That's all in 1 week, Todd.
Yeah.
That's 106 pitches, not including, as a reliever, all the warm-up to get ready to come in those times. That is, and you could see he's running out of gas. He was walking people at the end. He's great when he's rested. They're burning him out. Can't you see it?
Oh, absolutely, and we kind of addressed that with Gabe.
Oh, good.
Last night, saying or yesterday after the game, saying you know you can see him running out of gas here. I mean, he's trying to figure out how to best use him, and he doesn't seem to be – he acknowledged the fact that they're learning more about him. They're trying to figure out the best way to use him. And he also acknowledged the fact that we understand he's very important to the team. We understand the fact that we can't blow this guy out. But it's a definite issue, I think, in terms of how he is used. The fact that every time he goes out, it seems to be, like you just said, those numbers, 25 pitches, 32 pitches, 18 pitches. You wonder, I know he was a starter in the past, so he's used to pitching multiple innings. But if you're going to pitch him, you know, 3-4 times a week at that number, you wonder how long he can last. And he, again, is your best pitcher in the bullpen, so you don't want to blow him out. Blow him out, or all of a sudden he becomes less effective because he gets really tired, then you're really in trouble.
All right, Todd, I'm going to get to the question I asked Al, because this is really the question. I'm watching this guy. It's a whole new era in sports, analytics. We got a whole department of guys crunching numbers. This guy is Mr. Analytics. How much of these bizarre decisions are the product of analytics, and how much of them are Gabe going with his gut?
Boy, that's a great question. I think a lot of them, a lot of these decisions are number based for sure. They, you know, they're kind of in, Gabe is kind of in lockstep with the front office and the analytics department. I think they, you know, a lot of people ask me is like, you know, how much agreement is there between the front office and the manager? I think there's almost 100% agreement.
Yeah.
How to manage a game, how to run a game. Yeah. Now, I think there are some gut decisions. You have seen Gabe from time to time, for instance, go out to the mound, right, to talk to Jake Arrieta, to talk to Aaron Nola, to even maybe talk to Nick Pivetta or Vince Velasquez, and you're going, hey, I wonder if he's going to pull him here, then he walks back and leaves him in the game. Those are gut decisions.
Yeah.
So Gabe does make the gut decision from time to time, but and maybe that eighth inning decision, pinch hitting for Sir Anthony Dominguez was a gut decision. You know, I think pulling Zach Eflin out of the game was a gut decision. Because I think he's like, we got to get a big inning here because the offense has struggled so much recently. I think you want to go. So he does go for those moments. But I think a lot of the decisions they make in terms of positioning, lineups, usage, et cetera, are numbers-based.
Well, I'm glad you said that because a lot of it's numbers-based, Al.
Mm-hmm.
And I now need you, Todd, to illustrate to our audience this morning what world of analytics pits Jake Thompson from the minor leagues up against Christian Yelich on the road in a one-run game, two outs in the bottom of the ninth. Where are the analytics that tell you this is brilliant managing?
Well, yeah. That was as surprising as anything I saw this weekend.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, Hector Neris, who needed eight pitches to get a save on Saturday night, comes in with a five-run lead, and you think, well, you know he's going to be able to. The guy was so dominant on Saturday, you think he'd be able to do it on Sunday. No, he didn't. So what that came down to is they had Ramos and Jake Thompson in the bullpen. They wanted to stay away from Ramos because he pitched the previous 2 days. Again, numbers-based, they found that if Ramos pitches more than 2 days in a row, he really struggles. So they went with Jake Thompson. I mean, very – I guess limited options, but certainly very gutsy. Like you said, just called up. He's called up as a long man, and now you're asking him to get a huge out with all the momentum changed.
Yep.
And Gabe acknowledged yesterday at the game, sometimes it's better to be good than lucky.
Oh, he acknowledged his luck, because that's my last question to you.
Oh, yeah.
The Phillies, I don't know how, are five games over 500. And I'm only giving you two choices, Zalecki, and I don't need anything but the answer. All right?
Okay.
The Phillies, five over 500, more because of analytics or more because of luck? No, I only accept one answer.
Luck, I guess.
Luck is the correct answer. He got it right now. He got it right. He got it right. Todd, we'll be reading you every day at MLB.com. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
No, if you watched that game, you saw the screaming.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.